Parsha Shoftim. So we know in the very beginning of Parsha Shoftim, there are many, many remazim to the month of El. There are many, many hints to the month of El. Very often, this is the first Shabbos of Chodesh El, which is, of course, the situation this year. And everyone often talks about Shoftim, Meshotrin, Titan, L'chabachal Sharecha, about putting up proper guards by our eyes, by our mouths, by our ears, what we look at, what we say, what we listen to. And obviously we know that external stimuli and things that we look at and things that we listen to certainly affect us and can create very negative matzav ruach. And of course, alachas kama v'kama, in our society when we're bombarded even more by different forms of stimuli, different types of information, we have to make sure that we're holding the core straight, right? And so how do we do that? So we know that the Torah tells us in the third pasuk in this week's parasha, I think the key to how to really guard things properly, tzedek tzedek terdof. And we've discussed this before. What is tzedek tzedek terdof? If you look in the art scroll, it translates it as righteousness, righteousness shall you pursue. In the Rav Soloveitchik Chumash, it says justice, justice you should pursue. But the truth is, Unkelus translates it differently. And this is why, you know, when you learn Unkelus, you'll see that it's not only a translation, but Unkelus is also a perish. How does Unkelus translate tzedek, tzedek, terdof? Justice, justice you shall pursue, or righteousness, righteousness you shall pursue. What does Unkelus say? Kushta, kushta, teheradif. What does kushta mean? Kushta means truth. Truth, truth you shall pursue. Right? We know that the only midah the Torah tells us to chase after is truth. We know in Parshas Mishpatim, right, everyone mix up Shoftim, Mishpatim, Mishpatim, Shmos, Shoftim, Devarim. In Mishpatim, what's the pasuk? Midvar Sheker, Tirchak. Midvar Sheker, Tirchak. Stay far away from something that is false. But kushta, kushta, te radif, truth is something that we have to chase after. And this is really the yisod of the whole month of El. The whole, I think it's the shaking of the table. It's a little shaking on the table that's going on here. Oh, no one's phone, no. For those that are at home, the table we're on is a little shaky, so when I move, it shakes. People think their phone is going off. So tzedek tzedek tirdof is really the key to the month of El. Tzedek tzedek tirdof, kushta kushta teiradof, truth truth you shall chase after, is really the key of shoftim v'shotrim titan lecha b'chol sharecha. Because what does it mean to have shofet? What does it mean to have a shoter? What does it mean to have a judge? Judge between what? So we're telling us tzedek tzedek tirdof, that you should be judging between truth and falsehood. That's really the yisod. We know Havdalah, which we do every Motzei Shabbos. What's Havdalah? Havdalah is Mavdil ben Kodesh l'chol b'nor l'choshech. Havdalah, the whole concept of being Mavdil, is about being able to separate, to being able to classify, to be able to see distinctions. That is Tzedek Tzedek Terdof and Midvar Sheker Terchak. Shabbos is the day of truth. Shabbos is the day when all creative acts cease and you recognize that Hashem is the source of all truth. Hashem is the source of all reality. It's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis. The two most singular events in terms of demonstrating the total mastery of the Ribbono Shel, right? That Hashem is the Borei and He's the Manhig. Creation, obviously, is Borei Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Manhig, that Hashem is the Nahag, Hashem drives everything. And so after Shabbos, we have to engage in this process of Birur, of really Borer, what we're learning in SCP, about being able to distinguish between the different things, the Ochel and the Psolas. That is what Havdalah is. To be Mavdil is to be able to distinguish. And that's what the Torah is telling us, Tzedek, Tzedek, Terdof. That's what we have to do during the month of El. We have to chase after truth. We have to chase after truth about ourselves. We have to chase about truth about our society. We have to chase after truth in terms of our relationship with Hashem and the Koach HaTshuva. These are all things that we have to chase after to understand in the truest sense. And that's why the Gemara tells us in more than one place, Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. God's seal is truth. Because sheker in lo raglayim, right? Sheker has no kiyum, sheker can't stand. You tell a lie, it's going to be found out. It's going to lead to more and more problems. But emes is the chosam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the seal of Hashem is truth. So a person that is obviously seeking Hashem during this time of year, we know Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, seeking out Hashem when he's close, that is the Taseres Yimei Tshuva, but tzadikim tell us about Tanya and many others, is that Melech Basada, the month of Elul, is that before the king enters into the palace, before he enters into the throne room, the Melech is Basada. So the Melech is also incredibly accessible during this time. And so that's what we have to do. Kushta kushta te radiv, chasing after truth means chasing after Hashem in a real way. And that's what Elul is all about, right? Elul is about looking for God in a real way. So what I wanted to do, that's just a little bit by way of introduction. So what I wanted to talk about tonight is an interesting halacha that is going to help us get, hopefully, to a deeper level of truth about ourselves. And that is right in the next page. It's Perek Yudayim, Pasuk Vav. And you're going to look at this pasuk, you're like, wow, what does this have to do with seeking truth? What does this have to do with a machshava shir? This is a halacha shir, right? This is a shir in Masechah Sanhedrin, right? My Gemara, Sunday morning Gemara shir, still holding what daf? I don't know what daf we're holding in the Gemara Sanhedrin. We took a little hiatus for a couple of years. We have to start that up again, Gemara Sanhedrin. But we're up to here. Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Vav is Al Pi Shnayim Edim and Shlosha Edim Yumas Ameis Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad. That a person can only be put to death by two or three Edim. You can't die based upon Eid Echad, based upon one witness. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, something our Shira had already learned, is that only two Edim can bring an Onesh on a person, like Misa or Malkos. If a guy admits, says, I did the crime, I violated Shabbos, I killed someone, whatever, you can't put him to death. Can't even give him Malkos. Person admits on his own, can't punish him. You know, it's interesting, though. That's only when it comes to the person's body. When it comes to dine mamonos, when it comes to a monetary case, the halacha concept is the total opposite. Hodas baldin, kimeya edim dami. When a person admits something in a monetary case, he has the power of 100 edim. So many mefarshim wonder, like, what's going on here? There's a real paradox, is dichotomy. When it comes to capital cases, whether it's death, whether it's flogging, malchus, getting lashed, we say, we don't care what you say. What you say has no relevance, mamish. Nothing. Only al pi shnayim edim, shlosha edim, yumas ameis, that's it. And malchus also. The guy says, I ate chalev, we don't care. The guy says, we don't care what he says. If the punishment is a visceral punishment on the person's goof, you can't. When it comes to your money, okay, you say that, okay, great, go, pay. You say, Hodas Baldin, Kimei Eidim. When a person admits in a monetary case, 100 witnesses. That you're like supercharged witness. So what's going on over here? The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Chusek and Elenu, says, it's a fundamental distinction here. Obviously, that the Torah is drawing between Mamon and Guf. Obviously, Lashem Ha'aretzim Lo. Hashem's in control of everything. Hashem's in control of everything, right? Hashem's in control of our bodies. Hashem's in control of our souls. Hashem's in control of our money. We say it all the time, right? Last week's Parsha Aser, Bishvil Shatis Aser, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the mitzvah tzad. There's so many reminders, Shemitah, so many reminders that we're not in control of Mammon. But what we also have here is a reminder that we're not in control of our guf. But when it comes to Mammon, you are. Why? So Lubavitcher Rebbe suggests that Hashem gave us money and our bodies in very different halachic categories. Your body is known as a pikadon. What's a pikadon? It's only, what?
Collateral.
Well, pikadon, a mashkon is more of a collateral, right? But pikadon is something that's given for you to safekeep and watch and guard. Harsha, money is given lahotza nitna. When someone gives you money, like on a loan, right? So you can use it, right? You don't have to hold on to the money. You're allowed to use it. When someone gives you an object, even an object to use a little bit, you have to use it. There's certain tanum, there's certain conditions of how you can use it. You can't use it improperly, right? So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, that this pasuk is teaching us, this halacha in the Gemara and Sanhedrin is teaching us a yesod gadol about ourselves. You see, it's interesting, you know, when we ask a person, you know, who are you, right? You know, that's the old Ravaria Kaplan trick from If You Were God, you know, point to yourself, right? So we naturally point to the center of our body, or, you know, you really think you'd point to your mind because who are you really? But, you know, it's interesting because every morning we say a bracha after Asher Yotzer is about our body. What do we say after? Elokai Neshama. And what's that about? About the neshama. I would say Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. The neshama that you put in me, implying that who are you? I'm this body. God has a soul. God, the soul is obviously God. The soul has no relevance to this world. And you know, it's interesting because we say in Slichos, Sfardim have already started saying this. HaNeshama Lach, VeHaGuf Pa'alach, Chus Alam Alach. We start first saying, Hashem, the soul is yours. The body you made, Chus Alam Alach. Have compassion and mercy on what you created and what you toiled to make, this body. But then what's the next phrase? HaNeshama Lach, VeHaGuf Shalach. We then switch. We don't say Haguf Pa'alach. We then switch Haguf Shalach. You know what? The body is also yours, Hashem. You know, we don't want to get too Kabbalistic and too scary, but, you know, they say that the part of the pain a person experiences when they leave this world is connected to how associated you were with your body. Meaning a person whose life was their body, so when the neshama is being taken from the body, they experience much greater pain than a person who understands the body wasn't me. I wasn't this body. It was a kli that Hashem gave me to use for this time. I am, and again, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole up in Kabbalah, but taking it down, you understand that, you know, we are our soul, but al-kai neshama shenasatabi. We recognize, ha-neshama lach. We recognize right away, Hashem, the soul is yours. But you know what? Even ha-guf shalach, even the body is also Hashem's. And that means we have to recognize the responsibility we have to our body, of course. Right? U'shmartem ma'od l'nafsho seichem. Why u'shmartem ma'od l'nafsho seichem? Why does that matter? I could do whatever I want to do with my body. No, you can't. You can't tattoo. I mean, tattoos, everyone has tattoos. It's wild. Like society is like so into tattoos. I remember one time going to a hockey game in the Nassau Coliseum, an Islander game out on Long Island. It was a tattoo parlor in the hockey stadium. I was like, what is going on? Person told me, he's like, Rebbe, this is Nassau Coliseum. You have to understand. It's not exactly the Rock, Rebbe. It's not exactly the Prudential Center. Like, I didn't think, you know, like, right, the Prudential Center is like La'ila than the Nassau Coliseum. But why can't you get a tattoo? Because it's not your body. You can't. You can't just do whatever you want to it. We know Shulchan Aruch Hoshmah talks about the isser of self-mutilation. Right? It's a whole shiloh. We've discussed it many, many years ago. But like, why even allowed to pierce your ears? Right? It's not to escalate. We've had discussions about this. Okay. And they also married two sisters. And let's not start bringing rias. Don't bring me rias from the... Right. But I'm saying mehecha tesi that it's mutter to even do that. Right. So okay, that's a whole discussion. I thought we've talked about it before. Okay, I don't remember. We have talked about it.
A little too late for someone.
I know.
It's a whole issue. You know, all these issues, cosmetic surgery, all these different things. But what this pasuk is teaching us, according to Lubavitcher Rebbe, is yisod gadol kushta kushta teiradiv, chase after truth. You know what truth is? Who are you? You're an extension of the Kutcha Baruch Hu. HaNeshama Lach, VeHaGuf Pa'alach. Hashem, everything is yours. And that's Kushta Kushta Teiradiv. That's what it means, truth. If we want to be real, if we want to be woke in the greatest sense and not live in a world of fantasy, not live in a world of falsehoods, Kushta Kushta Teiradiv means understand that even your guf is on pikadon from the Ribono Shel Olam. You know, they say a ma'isa about an alter chassid of the Balatanya, Reb Binyamin Kletzker. He was a very wealthy lumber dealer. And they say when he would have his year-end cheshbonos and get his accountants together and they'd go over everything and they'd the summary of all accounts and he'd write it down, Sacha Kol, you know, they'd show him all of it together and you know what he would write? Ein od milvado. That's what he would write. as like the summary, when his accountants would all come together, they'd ein od milvado. And we know that there are some people that their body's more important, some people that their money's more important. That's why it's b'chol nafshecha, b'chol neodecha. To some that their body's more important, it's b'chol nafshecha. To those that money's more important, it's b'chol meodecha. But here, what this pasuk is teaching us, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, yeah, chase justice, but understand, in the chasing of justice, there's a lot of truth. And when we talk about Mises Bezdin, when we talk about Malkus, you can't do anything to yourself. You can't halachically. And that teaches us about who we really are and how to really understand ourselves. And this is something, obviously, part of the Cheshbon HaNefesh of the month of El, part of trying to live a life of truth in the month of El. We talk about, you know, how we view ourselves. So how we view ourselves literally, physically also. We have to understand that that this body is on loan from the Ribono Shel Olam. And what's our relationship with it? How are we caring for it? And how do we, have we made it its own independent deity? Have we, you know, unfortunately, in the self-worship of Western culture? So that's an important yisod when we talk about kushta kushta, when we talk about trying to be real, trying to be truthful. That's one level that we find in this week's parsha. And then we find another Torah in this week's parsha, and it's very, really interesting because it comes up three times in a span of like 6 weeks. And it's, you know, so in a span of, three times in 6 weeks. I mean, every other week it comes up. And that is the mitzvah of Ir Miklat. That's the mitzvah of Ir Miklat. It's here in this week's parsha, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalet. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalet. And here, this teaches us also something really very important when we talk about kushta kushta teirad, of seeking out truth. Because, first of all, what's an Ir Miklat about? First, it was in Parshas Maase, it was in Parshas Veschanan, and now it's in Parshas Shoftim. So on average, you're talking about, it's in the Parsha of the Aseres Adibros and Shema, it's in the Parsha of Maase, about Chalukas Aretz, and now here it is again, in Parshas Shoftim, three times in 6 weeks. We have this mitzvah of Ir Miklat. And it's something that, you know, unless you learn Gemara Makos, do you really, what's Ir Miklat about? So we know, right, the mother of the Kohen Gadol would bring all the people food in the Ir Miklat and would provide them with clothing, because we know, and again, we're not going to go down that path, why the death of the Kohen Gadol is what enables people to go free. But what's the Ir Miklat about, essentially? We talk about it as a city of refuge, but it's the power of rehabilitation, right? And what's interesting is, back in the day, whenever a person would kill anyone, b'shogeg or b'mezid, they would run to the Ir Miklat, even the person who killed b'mezid. And then Bezdin would pull them out for the court case. But where would they go right away? Right away, they'd run to the Ir Miklat. Right? And we spoke about it just last week. Remember, it was the beginning of last week, in Re'ei, the Irani Dachas, right? That, I mean, the no, the Behuda, we spoke about it, that Ein L'dayin El Mash Ein Avros, that on a certain level, punishments here in this world, the Dayanim don't understand. We don't know whether you really did tshuva. You could put on a great show and pretend. We don't know if you really did tshuva. We don't know if you really have charata. We don't know if you have really kabbalah l'asid. So a bezdin shalmata has to punish. So they have to take the guy out of the Ir Miklat. But al pi machshava, the concept of an Ir Miklat is that anyone can run and be safe. Anyone can run and be safe. And in fact, the Gemara Makos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, tells us the Divrei Torah Kolten, that you're right, we're going to lose Ir Miklat. You're not going to have an Ir Miklat for all time. But you know what can help rehabilitate that person, that gives that person the second chance? Divrei Torah Kolten. A person that immerses himself in Divrei Torah, it acts as a refuge. It acts to rehabilitate the person. And many, many tzaddikim point out that the month of Elul is also an Ir Miklat Bisman. What Torah is, in terms of the continuity of a mitzvah that seems to be a relic of the past, something that has no shaychus, but yet the Torah stresses it again and again and again. And this was the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu started by separating three cities on Eiver HaYarden, right? There's this tremendous amkus in the whole sugya, tremendous depth in this whole topic of the Ir Miklat. But on a very simple level, Ir Miklat represents a certain protection, a certain ability, no matter what you did, to run and be safe. And the Divrei Torah have that power, but the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chassidim and many other tzaddikim say that the month of El was an Ir Miklat Bismath. What does that mean? It means we don't understand the Kalach HaTshuva. We don't really believe and understand what tshuva means. Right? We think, yeah, we learn about it when we're so young, and, you know, tshuva, you make amends, and you say sorry, and you ask for forgiveness, and you have to confess, and, you know, the Oiv Yisrael of Apt, that Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Heschel's Chizgenelin of Apt, Apt Ruv, the Oiv Yisrael, so he would say, great lover of Jewish people, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, right, one of the final psukim of Megillas Eicha. Jewish people are really bad place in Eicha, right? Really, you know, arguably one of the most depressing books in Tanakh, if not the most depressing book in Tanakh, because Eov is just too confusing. I mean, Eov is just so theological and it's so difficult, you know, so it's like, you don't really get depressed so much in Eov. You're like, well, just what's going on? What are they saying? Right? You don't understand that. But Eicha is a pretty depressing book. In Tochal Nenashim Piryam, you know, I'm saying, you know, pretty hot, horrific things going on. But yet the second to last pasuk, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, V'nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. What does it mean, Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem? What does it mean, renew our days like they were before? So you know what the Oiv Yisrael says? Kikedem, like three people. One's name starts with a kuf, the other starts with a dalet, the other starts with a mem. Right? The first sin that someone does tshuva for is Kayim. Shvichas Damim. Who's the Dalet? David HaMelech. Perek Nanalef. The Perek HaTshuva. Kasher Baal Basheva. That's Gilei Reis. Who's the Mem? Menashe. Menashe, who did tshuva for Avodah Zarah. So Oiv Yisrael of Apt says, Hashiveinu, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling the Jewish people, you think you're so lost. You think you're so far gone. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. Hashem, just bring us back and we're going to come back. Chadesh Yameinu, you know how your days could be renewed and restored? Kikedem, like Kayin, David, and Menashe. Shvichas Damim, Gil HaRayis, Avodah Zarah, the big three, the cardinal sins, and yet, they did tshuva. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug a tunnel for Menashe, and mamash, like totally against all the rules of metaphysics, because tshuva is before the world. Tshuva is from the sphere of Bina, one of the Mochin, one of the higher levels, one of the higher three spheres. Before you even come into this world, that's where tshuva comes from the world of Bina, right? Which is Shabbos, which is the Bina Yisera, which is Shabbos and tshuva. But if we're going to talk about kushta teiradif, if we're going to talk about chasing after truth, you know, how many of us have a truthful assessment of the opportunities that we have during this time? During this time of El, what this really means, what it means for our relationship with Hashem, what it means for our relationship with ourself, what it means with our relationship for others. This is what tshuva can really do. This is the opportunity we have here. But we know, and we'll end with this, but it could go, we'll end this with the Yisod, and the Yisod we've spoken about often, something that Rabbi Nachman talks about a lot, that we've spoken about, and that is the mitzvah som tosim alecha melech, that you should place a melech upon yourself. So we know that it seems very, very ambiguous. Is a melech a good thing? Is a melech a bad thing? Right? Different types of malchus. But we know Rabbi Nachman talks about som tosim alecha melech, that in every person there are bechinas of melech and there's a bechina of eved in each and every one of us. There's the aspect of being royal, of acting as malchus, as a bas melech, as a ben melech, as a person who's in control of self. That's what malchus means, according to Rabbi Nachman. Or being an eved, which is a person who has no control of self. A person who's totally, totally mishubet to someone else. So it's also in the parsha of kushta teiradif. Kushta teiradif. Chasing after truth. That Moshe Rabbeinu shares som tasim alecha melech, meaning place upon yourself malchus. Know who you are. Know what you can accomplish. Know who you are in truth. You're not neved to anyone. We say it in Maariv after Shema, right? We just said it in the last year also. No, Cheres Olam, Hamotzi Asamo Yisrael Mitochem L'Cheres Olam. That Hashem took us out in Mitzrayim, Chayrus Olam, eternal freedom. You're not a slave to anyone. A Jew is not a slave to anyone. They could put us in the most horrific circumstances. They could put us in who knows where. But a Jew is never an avet to anyone, no matter what our surrounding circumstances are. And so now, when we come to the month of Elul, you think you're an avet to your past? You think you're a servant to the way that you used to act with your kids, with your friends? No. Elul is the mazel of restarting, of purity, of newness. That's what Elul is. Tishrei is Maznai. Tishrei is the weights, is the judgment. But Elul, it's starting again, it's Virgo. This is Besula. And so this is what we have to know, kush to Teiradif, to have the proper relationship with the Guf, and Guf, of course, is the most visceral Gashmius that we have. And again, I don't want to go off on that, because that obviously is a whole other topic in and of itself, meaning have the proper relationship with your Guf, know that you are not your Guf, your Guf doesn't belong to you, and obviously everything physical, everything that we have is all connected to identification with self as Guf, in terms of the pleasure principle, in terms of Fleischig's magazine, you know, in terms of all these things, you know. I'm not going to go off on that, don't worry. But after getting it a couple of months, we canceled our subscription. I'm like, this is like, I couldn't do it. Like, just why we canceled Food Network, Jewish Food Network. I still think it's a problem, you know. So we don't have that. But all of Gashmias, the Guf, how we relate to it, understanding the Koach HaTshuva, the Ir Miklat that El represents, Chadesh Amenu Kekedem Kayin David Menashe. No matter what a person does, the worst sins, Tshuva is possible. You can start up again. And the last thing, of course, Salam Tasim Alecha Melech. You know why? Because we have Ginvani Malchus, that's where Rabbi Nachman says. We have facets of royalty. We have shades of royalty in us. Understand who you really are. How do you define yourself? You're an Eved, you define based on others. What are we an Eved to? So if others' perceptions, whatever? No, I know what defines me. I know what's real in life. I know what's important in life. Kushta Teiradif. Seek out truth. You know, the problem is most people run away from truth. Most people are afraid of truth. Most people don't want to deal with truth. They say that, that's a story that we told before, that Rav Shach had a Misor Ish Mipiyish in the time of the Vilna Gaon, right? That there was a Dybbuk. There was a Dybbuk in Vilna. And the Dybbuk in Vilna was standing in the town square and was screaming out things about people, like their deepest, darkest truths. And people were screaming, people were running away, they were so scared. And the Vilna Gaon heard he would learn only by the light of candle. So he was in like black, in total darkness, blackout conditions. He opened the shutters, opened the window, looked out like, what's going on? Saw this guy standing in the town square screaming things, and the guy looked at him and said, "You're Eliyahu, you're the one they say about in Shemayim, beware of Eliyahu, beware of his Torah. Whenever you eat, it's like you're eating kudshim, what the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva." And he said, "If you would just tell me to leave this body, I would have to leave right away." And the Vilna Gaon just shut his shutters and went back to learning. That's the story. Like, he didn't waste time. Okay, whatever. But like, why, when Dybbuk is saying all the deepest truths, people are running away screaming? People don't want to hear the deepest truths. Okay, I understand in public, some of the deepest truths might be a little bit too much to bear. But this is the time of year, kushta teiradif. The Torah has to tell us, chase after truth, because too often we're running away from it. And this is the month that we have tremendous opportunities. This is the month about which, you know, the famous mice with the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv Shalom, that, you know, when the doctor gave him a very bad prognosis, wanted to do emergency surgery, he's like, let's wait till after Yom Kippur. Ramayel Biederman made the story famous, but it's a famous Slonim story. It's like, let's wait till after Yom Kippur. The doctor's like, Rabbi, we got to do this. Like, let's wait till after Yom Kippur. And they waited till after Yom Kippur and went for a checkup, and lo and behold, the prognosis is much better. And the doctor is like, I don't understand. He's like, right, doctor. There's something called El. There's something called Rosh Hashanah, Sismi Tshuva, Yom Kippur. We believe that there's a lot riding in this time. But to make the most of this time, kushta teiradif. You have to do a chasing truth. And in this week's parsha, there's so many examples of this. So many things that we have to think about. And Hashem should just help us, because to live a truthful life, takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of courage. And, you know, I mentioned this in the Menshir last week, but it's a phrase that I try to say with intense and immense kavana every Shabbos Shmona Esrei. V'tahar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. V'tahar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. You know, the beautiful, beautiful series of requests, spiritual requests we have from Hashem. Kachenu b'mitzasecha, v'simfakenu b'sarsecha, sabbeinu b'tavecha, v'samachenu b'shuasecha. V'tahar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Hashem, purify our hearts that we can serve you in truth. It's only with Taras Halev, purity of heart, and again, Rachmana Libaboy, that we should want the right things, and that we should be yearning for the right things. And when it's only asking Hashem V'tahar Libeinu, then La'avdecha Be'emes, that we can be able to serve you in truth. And that's the bracha Bez Hashem coming together to learn tonight, that we should be zochet to really think about this, to really think about truth, to really think about who we are, to think about what we want, to think about the opportunity that this month of El is in. It sounds so crazy. It doesn't feel like El because it's still the summer, but it's not the summer because then schools are going to start and it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Labor Day night is Rosh Hashanah. You know, as crazy as that is, mamish insane. I mean, it's El now, right? El, toot, shofar, every day. So we got to get ready for this. So Hashem should just help us that we should be Zocha. To at least begin asking Hashem, B'tahar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes. You don't have to wait for Shabbos. You don't have to wait for Shabbos. You can say it on your way home. As you're driving home, for those that are not driving anywhere, right? Whatever. Do a little hispodidus and just say to Hashem, B'tahar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes. Hashem, purify my heart that I can see in truth, I can love you in truth, and I can seek you in truth. And Be'ezus Hashem, only with Hashem's help, we'll be able to be Zoche, to see truth and to live truth. Shkoyach. Good job.